This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has formally recognized the killings and deportations of hundreds of thousands of Armenians by Ottoman Empire forces in modern-day Turkey in the early 20th century as genocide. Biden, using the term genocide after his White House predecessors have avoided for decades over concerns of angering Turkey. With the acknowledgement, Biden follows through on a campaign promise he made a year ago to recognize that the events of 1915 to 1923 were a deliberate effort to wipe out Armenians. Biden used a presidential proclamation to make the statement on Saturday, the annual commemoration of Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day. A world record daily total of nearly 900,000 new COVID-19 cases was recorded on Saturday, mainly due to a surge of the virus in India. The AFP says its previous high count was on January 8th. More than a third of infections worldwide are from India, now setting daily records for a single country since the start of the pandemic with nearly 350,000 cases. India's government is deploying military planes and trains to get medical oxygen to New Delhi. The capital city's hospitals are overwhelmed, and more than 20 patients have died from a lack of oxygen. The South Asian country also reported more than 2,600 new deaths from coronavirus, its highest daily number. A four-astronaut team arrived at the International Space Station Saturday after nearly a 24-hour flight. U.S. space agency NASA says it's the first crew sent into orbit by a recycled rocket used in the past. Find more on that story at voanews.com. This is VOA.